This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. There are now two available jobs on average for every unemployed person in this country. The AP's Jackie Quinn on the just-released April jobs numbers.
The streak of robust hiring in the U.S. continues. The Labor Department has reported another 428,000 jobs were added, despite the harsh inflation numbers, chronic supply shortages, the war in Ukraine, and higher borrowing costs. The numbers keep the unemployment rate at 3.6%, just above the lowest level in half a century. But it's unclear how long this jobs boom will last, with the Fed raising its key lending rate, making it costlier for consumers and companies to borrow, spend, and hire.
There's a new international effort to rescue more civilians from the tunnels under that battered steel plant in Mariupol, Ukraine. Ukrainian fighters there are battling Russian forces, trying to prevent a complete Russian takeover of the city. The FDA wants you to avoid Johnson & Johnson's COVID vaccine because of a rare but serious blood clot issue. The AP's Jennifer King.
The life-threatening blood clots that can show up within 2 weeks of receiving Johnson & Johnson's one-dose shot are rare, but officials say they're still occurring. Back in December, the CDC recommended people get Pfizer or Moderna vaccines instead. Now, U.S. drug regulators say J&J's vaccine should only be given to adults who cannot receive a different kind or specifically ask for it.
New York City will pay $10.5 million to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by a man who spent 24 years in prison on a murder conviction that was overturned. Chicago police say a man's been charged after he opened a United Airlines emergency exit door and jumped to the ground as the plane taxied at the airport. He then tried to guide the plane to the gate. This is AP News. The AP's Walter Ratliff takes us to the Vatican now.
A cardinal has testified that Pope Francis authorized spending up to 1 million euros to free a Colombian nun kidnapped by Al-Qaeda-linked militants in Mali. The spending included hiring a British security firm to find the nun and secure her freedom. The cardinal's bombshell testimony could pose serious security implications for the Vatican, since he provided evidence that the Pope was apparently willing to pay at least some ransom to Islamic militants to free the nun. She was eventually let go last year. Ransom payments are rarely, if ever, confirmed, precisely to dissuade future kidnappings. The cardinal's testimony was part of the Vatican's big financial fraud trial, in which he is a defendant. I'm Walter Ratliff.
It may have been a tornado that rolled across Mobile Bay, Alabama this morning. No injuries, but there may be damage in Mobile. Forecasters say there could be more storms today from Alabama to Virginia. Serious weather to watch out for, they say. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.